Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for October the 26th, 2009. We will begin the meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence to acknowledge your majesty, to thank you for the love that you bestow upon us. We thank you for the gifts that you bestow upon us in such bounty that we often take them for granted. Lord, we ask that as we conduct our community's business, that you lead us and guide us, shine the light upon the path that you would have us to follow. As we follow that path, Lord, we ask that you surround our nation's leaders and leaders around the world who are seeking peace. Keep them on a path to everlasting peace on this planet. Lord, lead us and guide us, and we ask that you forgive us where we fail you. We ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to
flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Take the items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB, rebid term contract for crushed slag items and asphalt products for Jefferson County. Item B, receive and file bids for IFB for the lease of 217.892 acres at section 263, abstract number 358 for Jefferson County. Item C has been tabled. Item D, to rescind award and terminate contract with the cafeteria services with Levi's Enterprise LLC by mutual agreement. Item E, consider and possibly approve change order number one, Diamond K Equipment Inc. to contract 09-076/KJS bridge replacement on Galding Road at Bayou Den for changes in roadside pipe size in the amount of $1,160, the project funded from an ARCA grant, which brings the total contract to or from $333,090.99 to $334,250.99. Item F, consider and possibly approve contract to IFB for runways 16 through 34. Rehabilitation for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport with Airfield Improvement and Repair LLC. The award was approved by Commissioners Court on August the 24th, 2009. Item G, execute, receive, and file contract for IFB on runway 16 through 34, rehabilitation for the airport with Airfield Improvement and Repair LLC. The award was approved by Commissioners Court on August 24th, 2009. Item H, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Jamail and Smith Construction to renovate the first floor media room at Ford Park in the amount of $15,227. This is in accordance with the Tex-MOS contract. Item I, receive and file job order contract with Jamail Smith Construction for the renovation of that media room. Item J, consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by the local government code to auction by Horn Auction, Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, November the 7th at 9 a.m. Item K, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the government code for broken or obsolete items. Do we have a motion on these?
I'll move for approval.
Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Senegal is not present today. Okay, county commissioners. Item A, consider authorizing the county judge to, I think that needs to be tabled. We don't need a burn ban right now. B, consider and possibly approve a resolution supporting disbursement of coastal impact assistance program funds. Item C, consider and possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming October 25th through October 31st, 2009, to celebrate Pro Bono Week. And I understand we have some folks here today with that program. Item D, consider and possibly approve the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for the year 2009 for Jefferson County. Item E, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Rebecca Ford as commissioner to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1. Then that term will be for 2 years. And after this is over, we'll have the oath, Ms. Ford. Item F, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a waiver agreement allowing an annexation of a limited portion of Southeast Texas Regional Airport property. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion?
Yes, sir, if I may, concerning item F, the partial annexation of the airport, if I may, Judge, I'd like to read a memo that I wrote to the commissioners to explain our position or my position. Regarding the history, the three cities of Beaumont, Nederland, and Port Arthur entered into an interlocal agreement in 1960 that stipulated that none of the three cities could annex the Jefferson County, now the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. That agreement is still in effect to date. In the way of background, the SET Regional Airport, while owned by Jefferson County, is operated as an enterprise project. As such, the airport makes every effort to become self-sufficient with the end goal of eliminating the need for a subsidy of Jefferson County tax dollars. Airport financing in general, airports our size derive their revenue from landing fees, FAA entitlement funds, hangar rentals, office and counter space rentals, rental car concessions, and paid parking. Jefferson County has historically offered free parking to encourage customers to use the Southeast Texas Regional Airport as opposed to driving to Houston. In recent years, passenger facility charges revenues have become an important additional source of funding. What many airports are discovering is that once these traditional sources of revenue have been optimized, the most likely source of additional revenues may come from developing the property that is outside the airport fence, but still part of the airport complex. For this reason, Jefferson County would like to see the property along Highway 69 developed commercially. Jefferson County owns about 80 acres. We've now determined that that's actually about 116 acres. Of property that along Highway 69 that has the potential of generating significant revenues for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. The city of Nederland is contiguous to the airport along Highway 69 and along part of Viterbo Road. For several years, the city of Nederland has expressed an interest in annexing the portion of the airport property that fronts Highway 69. The property would still belong to the airport, that is, it would still belong to the taxpayers of Jefferson County, but would lie inside the corporate limits of the city of Nederland. The advantage to the airport is that the Nederland EDC could then participate in the development of this property and has expressed an interest in doing so. In addition, potential developers, hotels, restaurants, light commercial, etc., would be assured that they would have adequate fire and police service as well as garbage collection that the airport would not offer and continued water and sewer service that is presently dependent upon the city of Nederland. For many years, the city of Nederland has furnished water and sewer service to all of the Jefferson County facilities located at the airport. The city of Nederland owns and maintains a 6-inch, 8-inch, and 10-inch water distribution trunk line, as well as fire hydrants at the airport. In addition, the city of Nederland owns and maintains an 8-inch trunk sewer line and a sewer lift station on airport property to service the airport facilities. Southeast Texas Regional Airport maintains an aircraft rescue and firefighter service. The airport is required to be in compliance with all related FAA regulations. This service is of particular importance and mandatory during hours that scheduled airline, commercial airlines are in operation. Southeast Texas Regional Airport has retained fuel sales as an airport function, thereby generating revenue to help offset the cost of maintaining the fire service. The City of Nederland Fire Department is our backup at the airport on airfield incidents and serves as a first responder for incidents outside of the airfield. And I might make the point that the recent very serious fire at J.K. Chevrolet that the City of Nederland Fire Department responded to and, in fact, spent a good deal of effort and money extinguishing points to the importance of having Nederland involved at the airport. It's my recommendation, after spending time discussing the issue with Tom Rugg, Jeff Brannick, and our airport manager, Hal Ross, that Jefferson County do the following. Survey the property in question for the purpose of developing a meets and bounds description of the property proposed for annexation. And I need to make the point that we're not proposing that someone annex the entire airport. What we're proposing is that we have identified by meets and bounds the property that is most likely to be developed by the Nederland EDC along Highway 69. We're going to identify that property, and only that property is an addendum to the existing agreement between the three cities and the county. Asked Jeff Brannick and Tom Rowe to draw up a legal instrument that would modify the 1960 agreement to allow the City of Nederland to annex the property described in the meets and bounds description, but limit their ability to annex any portion of the airport beyond the property described. Present the modified agreement to the three cities with a request that they consider and possibly approve the modified agreement. We do have a modified agreement, if I may. It says, whereas Jefferson County and the cities of Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Nederland, acting by and through their respective governing bodies, jointly sponsored a resolution effective September 9th, 1960, and whereas such resolution embodied an agreement by and between the signatories coveting that none of the parties would annex or seek control over any of the lands then and thereafter constituting county airport property, and whereas the parties now find it desirable to agree to a limited waiver of terms of the prior resolution, copy of which is attached hereto and labeled Exhibit A, to provide an opportunity for the City of Nederland to annex a portion of the lands constituting the Southeast Texas Regional Airport, a description of said portion of property being attached hereto and labeled Exhibit B, now therefore known by all those present that the resolution of September 1960 is hereby reaffirmed and remains in full force and effect, the parties hereto agreeing for and in consideration of the mutual covenants herein that a limited waiver is granted to the City of Nederland, allowing it the right to exercise its powers of annexation over and against the portion of the Southeast Texas Regional Airport identified by meets and bounds in the property description contained in Exhibit B hereto. Nothing herein shall be construed to divest Jefferson County of its continued ownership in and to said property or its right to develop said property for airport and other purposes. The remainder of the agreement embodied in the resolution of September 1960 shall continue in full force and effect. This agreement represents the entire agreement of the parties hereto and may not be contradicted by any parole statements made prior to or contemporaneously with this execution. And we do have attached a meets and bounds description of the property and a drawing, and I do have an aerial photograph for anyone interested after court that shows which property we're contemplating for the annexation.
You'll read that one more time, I think I got it. Thank you, that is a very good explanation of what's happening.
Judge, before we vote, I'd like to take a moment on item E.
E?
Yes, I'd like to acknowledge and introduce the court and those who do not know her, Mayor Rebecca Ford, who's at the back of the courtroom here this morning, or this afternoon. Ms. Mayor Ford from Bevel Oaks is agreeing to be reappointed to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1. She's served in this capacity for several terms now. Very appreciative of her hard work and involvement, not only as our Emergency Services District Board Member, but also serving the constituents at Bevel Oaks. Thank you, Mayor Ford. And as the judge said, following the meeting, you'll be officially sworn in for another term. Thank you for serving.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay.
We need to call the question.
Yeah, we need to call the question. All in favor of those items under Commissioner's Court or County Commissioners, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. Now, we want to recognize our intent to celebrate Pro Bono Week. I understand Mr. Jimmy Hamm and Mr. David Groves are here for that purpose. And is anyone else? Oh, good, good. Which one of you want to speak? Let the lawyer talk.
Well, they saw me talking earlier, Judge. The ladies in front here is Cindy Torrens is our director of the pro bono program. Bonnie Dean is our director of the Bar Association program. Yvonne Como is with Lone Star Legal Aid as a managing attorney. We're all very proud that the court has taken some time today to issue a proclamation that nationwide we are finally having a week set aside to celebrate pro bono. As this court knows, because many of you have been a part of our board for years, we are very proud of this program. Jefferson County has a lot to be proud about. We have, over the years, developed and expanded these services to not only our county, but to Orange, Liberty, and Hardin. We've serviced some 63,000 members of Jefferson County are actually at poverty level. So it is definitely a need that continues. It's one that's increasing with our economic strife that everybody's feeling. And for this court to take the time to recognize us, to give an applaud to the volunteers who have offered assistance in the past, we thank you and thank you for the proclamation.
We thank y'all. Would you all come up to the mic, please? Question and answer. Miss Commissioner Arnold is going to read the resolution for you.
First, Judge, I've had the pleasure of being the liaison of the court to the pro bono organization for the last 5 years, and I just want to say unequivocally it's been a pleasure to be associated with such an outstanding group of attorneys and volunteers, especially for the procedures and services y'all provide to the injured here in Jefferson County. So I'll continue by reading the proclamation. Be remembered at the County Commissioners Court of Jefferson County held on the 26th day of October 2009 on the motion made by Commissioner Domain and seconded by Precinct 2 and seconded by Commissioner Arnold, Precinct 1, the following proclamation was adopted. Whereas in the Southeast Texas counties of Jefferson, Orange, Hardin, and Liberty, there are 62,922 Southeast Texans living in poverty. And whereas each year, low-income citizens in Southeast Texas lack access to assistance for their legal issues that are often critical to their safety and independence, forcing them to resolve complex legal problems on their own. And whereas the Jefferson County Bar Association pro bono program assists in the delivery of pro bono legal services to low-income residents in the four county area, and whereas although 282 members of the Southeast Texas legal community donated 2,446 hours in free legal services last year. A huge unmet need for legal assistance remains for disadvantaged Southeast Texans. And whereas the American Bar Association Code of Professional Responsibility and the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct have long recognized the need for lawyers to be mindful in the administration of justice and devote professional time to representation of low-income individuals, and whereas Jefferson County Bar Association, in conjunction with the American Bar Association Standing Committee on Pro Bono and Public Service, with support from Bar Association statewide, will educate the public about the extensive work Southeast Texas lawyers are doing, donating their time to improve the lives of vulnerable members of our community, and will encourage more individuals in the legal community to get involved in pro bono work and financially support the legal aid system. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County do hereby proclaim October the 25th through October the 31st, 2009, Celebrate Pro Bono Week. We celebrate those professionals and give back of their time and encourage others to join them. Thank you all very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Okay, County Auditor. Item A, consider and approve the fiscal year 2009 budget transfer in 136 District Court for additional cost, $1,013. Item B, consider and approve the fiscal year 2000 budget amendment for indigent health, additional cost for $195,000. Item C, regular county billed payment checks number 331301 through check number 331616. There a motion on those?
So move.
Motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Engineering, item A, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit number 13-P-09 to Valero Terminaling and Distribution Company to repair the 2x10-inch crude pipeline crossing near South Garden Drive and West Port Arthur Road at West Port Arthur. Projects located in Precinct 2. Item B, consider and possibly approve final plat of Lot 1 and 2, a 2.11-acre tract out of Lot 40, two in the Theo F. Koch and Company subdivision, located at the intersection of Kiker Road and Shellhammer Road. Projects in Precinct 3. By way of addendum, item C, consider and possibly approve the concept of a no parking zone on Burl Wingate Road at Hampshire Finette School in Finette. Projects located in Precinct 2. Item D, request approval to set a public hearing date on November the 19th to consider the establishment and implementation of a no parking zone along the north side of Burl Road, Wingate Road, in Hampshire Finette School at Finette. And that project is the same project. It's located in Precinct 2. Is there a motion on these items?
Judge, I'll move for approval.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Discussion?
Regarding the no parking zones, we've been working with the school district and the sheriff's department to enhance traffic safety there at the school. After watching the traffic flow from the beginning of the school year, we've decided the most appropriate way to do that, and we've worked with our county engineer to come up with an appropriate description of the no parking zone, is create these no parking zones. We do have a courtesy no parking zone up now. But because there's not this official action in place, the deputy sheriffs cannot write tickets for those that are not honoring that. So what this will allow our deputy sheriff to do is to actually enforce this ordinance against people that violate it. It's a great step towards increasing traffic safety there at the school.
Okay. Anything else? All those in favor of those items say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Human Resources. Item A, consider and possibly approve filing a ARFF supervisor position internally for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport up to 102% of salary range. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion?
Salary range being requested.
It's actually a little bit more than the issue is going internally, probably the his budget.
Okay. Anything further? What's an ARFF supervisor?
Firefighter.
Oh, why didn't you say firefighter?
The advantage to this move and the way, and one of the many reasons it's well worth this additional commissioner is Mr. Yeoman will be moving out of his existing position into to take over the general maintenance of the airport. He's currently the fire chief. This employee will move into that position. It will give the airport the actually an additional experienced firefighter on staff because Mr. Yeoman will actually head the maintenance department, but at the same time still be licensed and a fully qualified firefighter. There's a significant advantage to the airport of making that move.
Anything further? All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Sheriff's Department. Consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Julie M. Blanco for 17 years of dedicated service to our Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County. Item B, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Alfred Longoria for 30 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County. Item C, consider and possibly approve Sheriff Office 2009 annual certification report and the asset sharing agreement with the Office of Attorney General, State of Texas, U.S. Department of Justice, and Treasury, U.S. Department of Treasury. Is there a motion on these
items?
Have a motion, second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 We have some resolutions here that Commissioner Domain is going to...
I don't think Julie's with us today, but Al's here. And before reading this resolution, and the sheriff, I think, is going to have a word, but Alfred Longoria, Al, as we know him, is one of those employees that's kind of low-key. You don't hear a lot out of him, but he's really the kind of employee that makes the sheriff look good and makes us look good by the way he does his job. Al, we appreciate you. Let me read this resolution. Whereas Alfred Longoria has devoted 30 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, whereas Alfred Longoria has dedicated his talents and services as a correction officer to Jefferson County Correctional Facility, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Alfred Longoria has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Alfred Longoria is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in a regular meeting, duly convened and acting in his capacity as the governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby honor and commend Alfred Longoria for his dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement.
Thank you.
Commissioner, you kind of stole my thunder, but Al's made me look good for the last 13 years, and you're exactly right. He's been a steady man for the sheriff's office for 30 years, the kind of employee that I wish I had all of them were like. Comes to work, does his job, creates no problems. He's just a steady hand at the wheel, and he's done that for me for the last 13 years, been doing it for y'all for 30 years. And we hate to lose him, but he was telling me back here he's got an extensive honey-do list. He said when he gets that done, he may be looking for a job. But it's our pleasure to wish him well on his retirement. Appreciate you doing that now.
Thank you, gentlemen. I got to say that I couldn't have done this without the help of my wife. I'd like to invite her to step up here, if it's okay with you. Thank you. This is my wife, Frances.
How are you?
It's been a great pleasure. I have to say that it was my honor to serve my country, and now what I believe is the best law enforcement agency in the state of Texas. Was hired under the Culbertson administration, and to be honest with you, I can't remember back in 79 who sat in your chair, but I appreciate the privilege. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to my retirement. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Just kind of a little side note, Al's son, Junior, is working for us. He's a veteran of action overseas from the Marine Corps, and we're glad to have him. And, Al, maybe he'll come close to filling your shoes. I don't know, but we're glad to have him, too.
Thank you, Sheriff. Did you say 1979? My mother was on this court at that time, Commissioner Precinct 4.
Yeah. I tell you what, Judge, Al, you're a smart man. See how he did it? He stepped up to the mic and said, I couldn't have did it without my wife. Hey, cut that honey-do list down a little bit.
I need to remember that. Okay. Well, what is this?
We took care of it.
We did? There's another one. See, is that it? Conclude the agenda? Ma'am? Oh, okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion with the Sheriff's Department agenda items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Eyes have it, it's unanimous. And that concludes our court session for this Monday. Thank you for coming.